Welcome back to the Group Answers Podcast. Normally here, I say welcome to episode some number, but we are... Are we live, Chris?
We're not technically live.
Because podcasts aren't live, usually.
No, this will be playing later, but we are in the middle of the exhibit hall.
Special edition?
Of the Group Answers Podcast at the SBC, Southern Baptist Convention.
Remote. So it's live. It's not live, remote.
We are remote, yes. We have the remote kit with the remote mics and the remote guests.
So let's do it. I am Brian Daniel with Chris Surrett. Welcome to the show, Brandon Hildebeitel.
It's awesome to be here, sitting in the middle of the exhibit hall at the SBC, surrounded by SBCers.
And we're all huddled around this little table here with our mics, with our headphones on as people are walking around kind of staring at us. So this is, it's a little bit of an out-of-body kind of experience.
It's kind of like groups in a zoo. So people are just kind of watching us.
Also feel the need to point out we're sitting at a high top table and our knees keep bumping each other. So that's just important info.
So we'll just see how this goes. So like I said, we've got Brandon Hildebeitel on the show today. Brandon, his wife Scarlett, is an up-and-coming author for Baughman and Holman. And Brandon himself, I'm a big fan of the Hildebeitel family. Three girls just recently adopted, right?
Yeah. Yep, just about 13, 14 months ago, got back from China with our little Joy.
And you've never been on the show before. I thought we had had you on before.
I have not. I How hear you guys talk about
Brandon.
It a lot.
Well, he asked to be on the show a lot.
No, I think it's the opposite. Brandon doesn't have a lot to say. So once every 62 episodes or so.
We kept them hanging on. We keep the suspense.
So Brandon is the marketing manager of our discipleship publishing and has been for about 2.5 years now. Love working with Brandon. But Brandon is also elder at his church and not occasional preacher, but somewhat regular, right?
I used to be a teaching pastor at a church in Miami, and I taught a lot then. I am more occasional now at my church. I'm our curveball preacher.
What I love about Brandon's preaching is he's the most demonstrative preacher, maybe outside of John Piper. But when he gets excited, he gets his arms going, he gets them waving, it's awesome. It's like, I grew up Pentecostal, it's like I'm back home.
Awesome, distracting, somewhere in that range.
And loves Jesus and the gospel as much as anybody I know, yes. And is as passionate about it as anybody I know. But that's part of why you're here, but we are here at the Southern Baptist Convention, and we are coming to you. I just keep wanting to say live because I want to channel my Brent Musburger. I want to say coming to you live from the Gospel Foundation's booth in sunny, kind of cloudy Dallas, Texas with Brandon Hildebeitel and Chris Surratt.
Hot Dallas, Texas.
But I'm resisting. I'm resisting doing that. But we wanted to get Brandon on the show to talk about Gospel Foundations, which released really just in the last 2 weeks. And it's a feature, it's a focus of the convention this year. And we're just coming from the Lifeway breakfast where Dr. Rayner and Jonathan Howe led a Q&A. And at the end, one of the things they talked about was Gospel Foundations. And I'm told there was a really good reaction to it there.
Yeah,
we had a lot of people coming up front, churches that want to roll it out for all of their groups, which is really cool. So, yeah, I'm excited about this. We talked a little bit with Joel a couple episodes ago. About kind of where we're going with this, but Brandon, why are you so passionate? I know you're really passionate about the Gospel Project, but also the Gospel Foundations. What makes you passionate about this curriculum?
So, obviously, in my role as a part of our publishing team, I give little pieces of my heart to a lot of different resources that we create to serve the church. But the one that has my heart the most, for sure, is really anything Gospel Project related. It is no secret around our building at Lifeway that I have a favorite Bible study resource, and that's because it's the approach to Bible study that the Lord used to change my life. I love talking about it. So this Gospel Foundations is a new expression of that approach, that philosophy of Bible study that makes Jesus the hero every single week, which is what my heart needed really desperately about six years ago. I was the person who read the Bible with myself as the hero and just knew I was a terrible hero. And every single sermon I would, as a teaching pastor, I would preach. And I never knew how to finish a sermon. This is what the Lord says. This is what the Bible says. This is the way, walk in it. But I never knew how to land the plane because I always wanted to say, well, I guess you just go do better then. And I knew that wasn't the answer. So all of my sermons, they used to joke at my church in Miami, all of my sermons ended with go have quiet time. Because I just wasn't really sure.
That's not right.
Well, that's partially right. But what are you going to find there? And what you're going to find there is Jesus. And so what I was able to have taught to me is about 6 years ago was that Jesus is the hero of the Bible. And that every page is about him. Every moment of my life then is about him and not about me trying harder, but having him already accomplished on my behalf. And so the theme of my life, and I think the theme of Gospel Foundations, is Jesus is enough. And so that's why I'm so excited about it, because the philosophy behind it of Jesus being enough changed my life. And now we get to bring it in a new expression to churches around the country and hopefully around the world.
So Gospel Foundations, just in terms of just the features, is a one-year study through the storyline of the Bible. It's Genesis to Revelation. It's six different titles, right, Chris?
It is, six titles, seven sessions.
Each one has seven sessions, so there's 42 small group discussions in it.
Yep, and I think that's great because we talked about in the last episode about summer, how groups are inconsistent with summer. And so trying to do a study 52 weeks of the year is almost impossible for most groups. So having 42 sessions, having some breaks in there, you can get through this in 1 year. If your group wants to go, honestly, this is so cool. If your group wants to go through the Bible in 1 year, you can do this. You can make it happen. My group meets at least 42 times in a year, so we can do this.
So a question for you. I'm putting you on the spot here. Have you had a chance to like flip through it and just see how it's engineered and organized?
Yeah.
There's like what I was taught to call an icebreaker section. It's like an introduction. There's some questions. Now, icebreakers have, for me, just this kind of weird connotation, because where it was introduced was in the serendipity model. A lot of times those were just questions like, if you were a car, what were you going to be?
Yeah, who's your favorite superhero?
Yeah, so this is not that.
Right.
This is not that.
No.
But it does get everybody talking and everyone, getting used to hearing their own voice in group, which is real important.
We call that an all skate question.
All skate. I like it.
So
I like it.
If you grew up at the skating rink like I did.
But it eases you into the content and kind of sets the parameters of the discussion to follow.
What I love about these icebreakers is, you're right, it's not just kind of general knowledge, but it actually sets up the topic for the discussion. But it's easy enough that everybody can enter into it.
And then you turn the page and there's a setting the context area or section that has a complimentary, I would say, visual graphic, which is a four-color graphic on the facing page, which that's one of the features that I love. And really, overall, I think Gospel Foundations is a lot more visual than a lot of the other things that we've produced out of our shop.
Yeah, and I love that too, because I love the Gospel Project, but that's one of the things about the Gospel Project. It's really text-heavy, which is okay for a lot of groups, but Gospel Foundations brings in a little bit more visual. And then you get into the video part, which my group does a lot of video studies, and what you run into a lot of times is the video will be just somebody teaching. It'll be a teaching talking head. Sometimes it's like 20, 30 minutes, which feels really, really long. And you're just listening to somebody talk, which some people can, some teachers can pull it off and it's awesome. But a lot of times it's too much for the group. But with Gospel Foundations, the videos, Brandon, are like 5 minutes.
Yeah,
is that
five,
right?
6 minutes.
5, 6 minutes. It's not just a talking head. It's animated. It's cool. I mean, what all went into making these videos?
Yeah, so I got to be a part of writing the scripts for these videos because it is something that's I'm really passionate about. And yeah, animated is basically close to the right word. What we did was we wanted to visualize the key narrative points chronologically of the Bible. And so throughout the 42 weeks, every session is going to give you 5-6 minutes that connect the dots of the storyline. So obviously, with only 42 sessions, you can't cover every verse or even every chapter of Scripture, but you're going to get the crucial elements, the crucial moments, but you're going to get the heart that kind of fills in the gaps of the story each week. And one thing I'll say about every single video, because I think I've watched all 42 of them, is that you are going to be reminded that this is the way. But you need help, and you need help outside of yourself every single week. pretty explicitly you're going to see that it points to Jesus as the hero, to Jesus as the answer. But it does it in what, for us, and I think for Bible study publishing in general, is a unique approach in the way that it, both in the length and the way that it's delivered. This, I think, makes it engaging.
Yeah, I would add to that. So on the video, so it's the best of both worlds, Chris. We don't use a lot of video in our group because, well, we've got, it's upstairs, the DVD player moving in and out. We've got some older, it's a more mature group. But
mature.
Mature.
That's
mature. Yeah. I thought I was good at self-filtering until just now. So, but what I like about these videos is length is not an issue, and neither is like checking out because you're going on with, you know, one person talking, which is fine with me, but there are people that that doesn't work quite as well with. But also as a part of this setting the context, to Brandon's point, is at the bottom of each page early on is what we call the Christ connection, which, like what Brandon has said, is Jesus at the center of the story as the hero of the story, regardless of what book of the Bible that you're in, regardless of the text. It is, this is how the Christ event intersects with this particular section of whatever we're looking at during this section. Okay, so then you've got the group discussion, and then there's the missional connection after that, and then there's also a leader's guide at the end that helps everyone.
Yeah, that's nice to have. In the back of every book is the leader's guide, so you don't have to get, you know, a separate leader's guide if you're leading it. You can kind of, what I do with these books is I'll keep my finger kind of back at the leader's guide and kind of flip back and forth between the two, so you're not having to go, you know, between different books or anything like that. But it just kind of gives you a little bit of help where the conversation could go, where you could lead it, kind of how to land the plane, because as a facilitator, the most important part of what you're doing is knowing where the end line is going to be, where the finish line is. You always want to land, you know, on God's truth. And so having those helps in the back, having the leader guide, kind of gets you there. So if you get bogged down in some discussions, you can move it along. And but you don't need an extra book to make that happen. It's all in the same one.
But if you'll recall,
but there's more.
Is there ever? But remember, in this particular case, the pages are perforated.
That is true.
Yeah. So you don't need the finger trick.
That is so beautiful.
You can just pull that leader page out because it's front and back, and you can have it right there.
That.
That's right. Because that's how we roll. That's right. Are we fist bumping?
I'm actually trying to get you closer to your mic, but you could fist bump.
Well, I'm excited. You know, we just moved back and forth.
Guys, now we're fist bumping.
That's right. The audience can't see it, but we're just fist bumping around the table.
Yeah, we got to. It's been brought up. Hey, I don't want to...
I wish this table was just a little bit smaller so we would all hunch over. Just
this is like the old studio in the old building.
That's right.
When we were in the closet.
I don't want to breeze over the on-mission section. Because, so the question that we've been leading with as we talk about this series is, what happens when you see everything in the light of the gospel? And as someone who's had what language is commonly used as gospel awakening or gospel epiphany, but, you know, as someone who's had that moment where, man, all of a sudden the light bulb went off in my life and I saw me and the Bible and everything around me through the lens of the cross, and realize that everything that's most important that needs to be said about me has already been said about me when Jesus said it is finished, when Jesus said he's going to take my place. Everything that really matters from an identity standpoint, from a career standpoint, from a relationship standpoint, all of the biggest gaps in my life were filled in by Jesus of the cross. When that clicked for me, man, not only the peace and the rest, oh my gosh, the rest, I had worked so hard to fill in the gaps I couldn't fill. But the rest that came into my soul immediately started spreading into my family. So the mission part is where you start to see your light bulb moment shine light into your family. And it starts to shape the culture of your family. Like, I lead my family differently than I did 6 years ago, because I lead my family as a guy who's satisfied already, not looking for them to satisfy me. I work differently because I don't expect my job to satisfy me. I have Jesus. So there's this individual that leads to a group or a family changing, that leads to a culture or community changing. So the mission helps us drive out what we're experiencing in our own heart through Jesus into the people closest to us, and then beyond into our community. One group, one person can shape one group in this regard, and one group can shape a community. So there's a pretty catalytic impact of this approach to Scripture. So,
for those of you that have slipped out of the pew and are walking down the aisle after listening to Brandon, Chris, how should we direct them?
Where's the organ, sir?
All kidding aside, this is what it's like to work with this guy. He's just wonderful to be around and reminds us all about why we do what we do. Yep. So that's a really good point, Brandon. And
Lifeway.com/Gospel Foundations. Gospel Foundations, yeah. Yes. If you go there, there's bundles. So if you want to buy like 10 of the guides, you get a free leader pack, which has the videos as a part of it. If you don't have a DVD player, you can actually download those or stream them from the website. So there's a lot of ways to use Gospel Foundations.
And I assume you can still preview it for free there?
You can preview multiple sessions, including the actual videos. You can see the full videos for multiple sessions. And then Chris touched on this, but we're trying something new we've never tried before to make it easier for a church to experience this, because we just really believe that it's massive. So we've started these church starter packs for groups of five, 10, and 50 at a time, to where you get all your Bible study books and all of your video DVDs in one pack for groups of that size. And at each kind of step up in size from the small, medium, large church starter pack, the Bible study books get less expensive. And so we're just trying to make it more cost effective for a church to, you know, shine the light of the gospel in their groups in this way.
As someone who has bought a lot of curriculum for their church, this is huge. Yeah. Take advantage of that.
And I would add, with the kit, you also get a card with access codes to the digital versions of the videos. And so for those of you that do not have a DVD player, either on a computer or even at home, you can take these and you can download them and do whatever you want with them. So, Chris, that's going to wrap it up for us here, this special episode of...
I got one more thing.
One more.
We've had a discussion with Brandon.
Oh.
About the music.
You're really going to do it.
The music bed...
I thought we agreed we were not going to make this.
I want to get some feedback from the audience. So, you know, obviously not live, because we're not live. But
we're live-ish.
Well, we're live.
We are live. There's live people near us.
There's some internal debate.
We're piping in the ambient noise.
Yes, around Lifeway about the music bed that opens the show and
you're
closes
overstating,
the show.
You're overstating this.
So
it's one person. It's Brandon.
This is true. It is
spearheaded by me. I'm saying. So, it started with one person.
We would like
it is now a wave of discontent.
It's a movement.
This is one of those, like in your church when they say everybody's saying this. Brandon's now saying everybody's saying this. No, it's him, Brandon, and another guy.
Guys, I have become dissatisfied with the pews. I have started a subcommittee on my own.
Exactly.
To get the music changed on Group Answers
so
podcast.
We want to hear from you, the Group Answers listener. We know there's like 10,000 of you.
There's
right
some
that
debate.
Listen to this. So let us know. Tweet at us. You can tweet at me directly, at Chris Surratt.
Please, 10,000 people.
Yes.
Tweet to Chris Surratt.
I would love to have that. Love to have that. If you like it. In fact, I'm going to put a poll. I will put, when this episode goes live, I'm going to put a Twitter poll and a Facebook poll. If you like it, yes. If you don't like it, no. And we'll settle this debate. We'll settle it.
What are the options on the poll going to be? Just like or don't
just
like?
Thumbs up, thumbs down. That's all
that'll
we want.
That'll work.
That's all we want.
We'll leave it there.
All right. There's... Now you can wrap up the show. No more about the music. We're stopping it there. That's all the debate. All right.
Chris has spoken. For Chris Surratt, I'm Brian Daniel with Brandon Hiltebeitel. Looking forward to being with you next time. That's going to do it for this special edition, this special SBC live edition of the Group Answers podcast.